Started. Welcome to the Maryplan USA Conference Center. This is Mike McDonald, National Sales Director here out of Dallas, Texas. And I certainly want to welcome each and every one of our team members here to the call. You've reached the McDonald training call, and we want to welcome any and all brand new brokers that may be part of our team. We're excited to have you on the team, obviously, and just kind of want to share a little bit of about what's going on here at Ameriplan. We've got some exciting things going on at Ameriplan. As you know, we got the $35 promotion going on, and the cool part is how this $35 promotion can literally change your business like you've never seen before. Don't know for sure if Rick Fleshman's online on the talk line with me. Are you, Rick?
I think I'm here, Mike.
Thank you. Ned Lee, are you online with us by chance? Or Wendy?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Wendy. No, that was Ned. Okay.
Yeah. Ned.
You know, the exciting part that we're going to talk about over the next few minutes and let you guys kind of interact with me a little bit, if you're brand new in the business or if you've been around 60 days or 90 days, you know, just understand that Ameriplan is the real deal. You know, we just got back from a big event in Chicago, and we had close to 200 people down there in the Chicago event, and I've had the privilege of traveling around the country and meeting people from coast to coast, border to border, and over the last few years, and I've watched people go from, you know, making a few thousand dollars a month in Ameriplan, and I've watched Mark for 10 years, you know, here at Ameriplan. I remember when Mark first started, Mark Jarvis, the number one income earner at Ameriplan, started his business in Austin, Texas. At the time, he was a single parent raising three kids. And, you know, his goal was to make an extra $1,000 a month with Ameriplan. And today he makes over $1 million a year. And so, obviously, I was not involved with the company as a broker at that time, but I knew Mark when he first started with Ameriplan, and I've watched his business grow. I've watched Brad Murray's business grow from zero to over $450,000 a year in lifetime residual income. I've watched our business. We've been brokers now for just under 4 years, and our residual income is well over $200,000 a year lifetime residual income. So that's exciting. So we know and are knower that the Ameriplan business is real. But there are three things each and every one of us, it's essential that we believe in this philosophy. And Rick, we've talked about this in Chicago, and you know, one of those beliefs was to understand that you own your own business here at Ameriplan. Why is it that a person needs to have the mindset of owning their own business?
Well, I think you say it best, Mike, when you say that you can do it full-time, and you can do it part-time, but you can't do it spare-time.
Right.
And we've all got everything, all the things in our lives that we've just got to do today. We've got to get groceries, we've got to pick up the kids, we've got to pay the bills, we've got to do this, we've got to do that. And if your Ameriplan business isn't in that list of things you've got to do, then it just isn't going to happen.
That is so true. And you know, number one problem we have is when we enroll somebody for $35, there's not a big old commitment. But you know, Ned, if you went down and opened up a new golf, your background's in retail sales, and I think you spent many years working and running a golf store that sold everything from golf shoes to golf clubs to golf balls to everything related into the golfing industry, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, obviously, if you opened up a national franchise chain, or if you opened up your own, Nedley's Golf Shop, you know, what kind of expense do you think you would have to have just to get started in that?
Well, Mike, I'm going to tell you, I mean, I worked for a chain that was a big store, but I'm also very familiar with people that have done just exactly what you're talking about and open up their own small store. And I mean, let's don't even talk about inventory, okay? Without the inventory, you'd be lucky to get that business up and off the ground for less than $25,000.
So obviously, if you spend $25,000 to get started in a business, you have a different commitment than if you started it with $35.
You bet. I mean, it would be just like if you're going to put $750,000 worth of inventory in that store, you better be spending some money somewhere to let people know that you're opening that thing up so you don't eat all that stuff.
That's right. So the number one of the three is you must fully understand that you own your own business. You're CEO of your business here at Ameriplant. You're here, it's your business. We're here to support you, coach you, mentor you, and whatnot. You're in business for yourself. You're not in business by yourself. So, Wendy, share with us your feelings about the mindset, because obviously when you first started, I think it's fair to say that the first few weeks you probably wasn't as serious about the business as it was after you went to Champion Weekend and you realized that, hey, this is a big old deal.
It was. I went through a little stage there where I was really kind of trying to find the time, and it wasn't happening. And that was when I realized that I just had to set that time aside and just stick with it and make sure that, it was like clockwork then. I had to be on the phones at these times, and it was just a part of my life then.
So I think it's important that everybody write this down that's on the call. Number one belief is to understand that you own this business. It's yours, especially once you get to regional sales director, you get a lifetime vested contract. You owe it to your family to go out and do your 6 and 4, to get that RSD vested contract so that you have something that's willable and sellable. Once your mind is convinced that, that you are the owner of this business, that you're in charge here, that's real important. Step number two, or belief number two, is to understand that this is the greatest business in the world. Network marketing / Ameriplan USA is the greatest business opportunity in America today. I mean, think about it. And once again, we're going to go to Wendy as an example. Wendy, share with everybody how you first heard or got information on Ameriplan, how it came to you.
I'd be glad to. That's why I got involved. I got a free prescription card in the mail, and I went to go activate that card to get some prescription coverage for us. And, I had to go through this little video presentation about the company and about the plan for dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic. And I saw the word Ameriplan, and I'd heard it before, but I didn't know where. And my husband at that time was working for a large insurance company, and they had a product similar to this one. So I thought, well, maybe he would know who this was. And so he was home, and he come back there, and I said, do you know this company? He said, yes, this is our number one competitor. And his boss, who had been with that company for 20 years, told him that they're the best in the nation, and they don't even try to compete with them.
Wow. So the second belief is to understand that we have the greatest business in the world. I mean, think about it. You can do this business part-time. You can do it full-time, obviously. You can get started for less than $100. But even though that's such a low-cost entry, because we use the philosophy of people helping people, and J. Paul Getty, the first billionaire in America, was famous for saying, his quote is, I would rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of the efforts of myself. And in 12 to 15 months, as an example, my income has went up roughly $75,000 to $80,000 a year. Wendy's income, doggone it, has gone up, what, $90,000?
Right.
All because the business has no caps. So the second belief system that you have to have, essential belief, is to understand that your attitude toward this business is going to dictate your future in this business. Must understand that we do have the greatest business, the greatest opportunity to get to a six-figure residual income than any other business plan on the planet today. Ned, how would you translate that? Would you agree with that?
Oh, Mike, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Wendy was talking about, scheduling this, and I heard Rick talk about you can do this part-time and do it full-time, but you can do it in your spare time. And if people will just set a schedule for themselves and realize that, it's not that tough to do. Ever since they've started grade school, they've been following a schedule. And, it's no different than a part-time job or a full-time job. If you want to get paid or keep your job, you got to follow a schedule. And that's what people need to do. And, you know, if they'll sit down with their family and let them know that there's going to be some sacrifices that have to be made. I mean, things are going to have to change. If they don't change, you're going to get the same results, aren't you? So there's going to be, they may have to give up bowling one night a week. They may have to stop watching some of those TV programs. But if they'll sit down with the family and share with them why it is they're doing this business, and it doesn't matter whether it's a $30 why or a $30,000 why, if they'll just share, they'll find their family to be very helpful, very supportive, and believe me, the kids will help you stay accountable, because every night about 6, they'll say, okay, Mom, okay, Dad, time to get in here and make them phone calls so we can go to college.
Absolutely. And you know, Rick, there's a lot of different choices of businesses out there. You know, if we was trying to start a part-time business, you know, we could cut grass for a living, right?
Yes.
We could, you know, do home delivery pizzas of some kind, right?
Sure.
We could paint cars on the side. We could paint houses on the side. We could do plumbing work on the side. We could do babysitting on the side. We could stuff envelopes on the side. There's, I mean, the list goes on and on of things that we could do on a part-time basis, but I can't think of any of them other than Ameriplan or this type of business that creates true residual income.
Absolutely.
And so the second belief that each and every one of us must get instilled in our head is that network marketing / Ameriplan USA is the greatest business in the world.
And
go ahead.
I was just going to say that if you can get your mindset into that space, it's going to change the way your business happens completely. And it's because your own posture is going to be in such a high level of belief that when you talk to your prospects, they're going to see your conviction, and it's going to make them take a serious look at the business.
And there's been many books written on the industry. One of the best ones out there that a person could really help themselves with is to understand the young man that the guy that wrote Rich Dad Poor Dad. Robert Kiyosaki.
Yes.
You know, he's written a book and is, you know, is a multi-millionaire. And one of his thoughts is, network, you know, and he'll tell you, network marketing is one of the greatest businesses in the world, without doubt. The third belief system that is very, very important, and this is probably the, of the three, is probably the most important one of the three, but all three of them are very, very high, is you must understand that you're doing people a favor by introducing them to Ameriplan. Let me repeat that. You must understand that you are doing people a favor by introducing them to Ameriplan. So many times, Wendy, we get involved in network marketing, and we're in the peel, potion, lotion type business maybe. I know I've been there before. And we get nervous about calling on family and friends because they have this perception we're trying to sell them the deal of the week. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. That's why I never succeeded.
Yeah. But at Ameriplan, it is so much different. See, people buy life insurance and pray they never die.
Mm-hmm.
They buy car insurance and hope they never have a wreck. They buy house insurance and hope it never catches fire. But when you introduce someone to Ameriplan and they enroll as a member, you're doing them a huge, huge favor. Because now they're going to be able to put braces on little Johnny. Now they're going to be able to put glasses on Susie, or contacts, something they've never been able to think about or afford in the past. Now they're going to be able to have their teeth whitened and cleaned on a regular basis. Now they're going to be able to afford the medicines, the high cost of prescription medicines today. So if I go out my front door and I hang a left and I talk to my neighbor and I introduce them to Ameriplan from the benefit side, I'm doing them a favor, even though they may say no to me, I'm still doing them a favor. I mean, I think back on Scott Miller, a Ameriplan broker, walking down the stairs of his house a few months back, grabs his chest, and he says, "Honey, call 911," as he falls to the floor. Julia calls 911, the ambulance gets there, the paramedics come running in, and they literally have to hit Scott with the electric paddles because he had flatlined. By the time they got him to the hospital, and within the 10 days that he was in intensive care, it's my understanding he flatlined 5 or 6 times that they had to bring him back. 10 days in the hospital in intensive care, run up a hospital bill of $137,000. Scott Miller didn't have a dime's worth of insurance. But because he was with Ameriplan and he had Ameriplan Health went to work to help with that situation. And they arranged to save him over $100,000. And the final bill on that was just over $32,000 with a payout plan. So my question to you, Rick, did that change Scott Miller's life?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Did someone do him a favor by introducing him to Ameriplan?
You bet.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, you know, I remember talking to Wendy the very first time back in Birmingham whenever she was just a broker, and we were sharing with her the reason that she needed to come to Champions Weekend. And I was sharing with her the fact that once you get to Champions Weekend, you're going to learn who we are. You're going to learn a little bit about our philosophy. You're going to learn a little bit about our culture. You're going to learn, you know, it's not so much when you get into Ameriplan as it is when Ameriplan gets into you.
Right.
And Wendy, I just remember so much meeting you for the first time and watching your eyes grow as you begin to learn who we are and what we do. So my question to you is, are you disappointed that we mailed you that free prescription card and got you involved in Ameriplan?
Oh, my goodness. That was just God. It was huge. I mean, it was such a blessing for our family. I don't know where we'd be today if it wouldn't have been for that.
Right on track of $100,000 a year in lifetime residual income. I mean, when was the last time you and Kent earned that kind of money?
Never.
Never. I mean, you got five kids. Kids are going to, you know, be able to do things they've never done, see things they've never seen, go to places they've never gone, and all because we were willing to introduce you to Ameriplan.
Right.
So the third belief system, folks, is you've got to understand you're doing people a favor by introducing them. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to, you know, when you approach somebody, you don't have to act like you're interfering with them. Or anything like that. I mean, so many times we approach somebody like, mention something to you, I'm apologizing for bringing it up. But you understand that we are literally doing our friends and our neighbors a favor by showing them the DVD, allowing them to make a decision. And it's okay to say no. But you know, we have an obligation to at least let them see the opportunity, see the benefits. Today, we were down in East Texas. We're having a lake house built in East Texas on a big, beautiful lake. And the builder there, very, very successful builder, he and I got to talking about Ameriplan, and he said, well, tell me a little bit about the benefits. I was doing him a favor by sharing with him the benefits because he has a very high deductible, like a $5,000 deductible, paying through the nose for insurance, and he was so appreciative that I took a moment out to share with him how the Ameriplan system works and whatnot, that he is now ready to sign up as a member. So, once again, recap these three belief systems. Number one is to believe that you own your own business. I mean, you've got to, you know, I would encourage y'all to have a plaque. You know, when a doctor gets through school, and you ask a doctor afterwards, you know, what do? He says, I practice medicine. Obviously, I still practice network marketing. I'm still a student. But he's got a shingle that says, you know, that he's open for business. Dr. W.W. Wilson, M.D. I mean, that's his shingle that he is open for business, and it's his business, his career. Well, you've got to have this same mindset. So get your shingle, hang it up on the wall with your name on it that this is your business. Number two is understand you got the best business in the world. I mean, think about, you know, where else could you go that within 2 years or less, you could have $50,000 to $100,000 a year in lifetime residual income. Obviously, you got to work, but you're going to work anyway. And number three is to believe that as you call people up on the phone, as you approach people, as you give them a brochure, that understand that you are doing them a favor by introducing them to Ameriplan benefits as well as the Ameriplan opportunity. So, you know, those are the three major belief systems that we want to talk about tonight. So, Any comments on those three things before we change subjects here, and we'll go to Rick first.
No, Mike. I think it was great information. We've really enjoyed having you in Chicago to deliver it, and those are really it's good stuff all the way.
Okay, thank you for sharing that, Nedley.
Well, I tell you, Mike, I listen to you. I get excited all over again. You were telling me how appreciative that contractor was. I thought you were going to say he was going to put a third floor on for free.
He may do that. Who knows? Ms. Wendy.
The only thing I can think to add to that is on that last one that you're talking about, that you're doing people a favor. I know that's why one of the reasons I succeed with the Ameriplan is because I can get on the phone with confidence knowing I'm saving these people more money than they're spending. And that makes me feel so good. And then when it comes to brokers, you know, and I'm talking to somebody about the business, I don't get down if they say it's not for them. I feel sorry for them that they don't see it.
Right.
You know, I have a mindset of, you know, man, I just feel sorry that they don't see it. And maybe someday they will.
Right, right. You know, that's also a good time to, you know, to share with them a good book about the industry or something like that, so they can get a better understanding of what we do and the industry itself. So sometimes it's just a question of educating people a little bit, so they will, their eyes will open and their ears will open up to hear as well as see the opportunity that we have.
Right.
As we wrap up the call, because obviously it's been a very busy day here, we don't want to keep people on the phone forever, and we have the 9 o'clock nationwide business briefing recruiting call. But, you know, number one is get with your upline national sales director, whoever that person might be, and, you know, stay in touch with them. You know, plug into all the training calls that we're doing, obviously on a regular basis. But more importantly, take advantage of this $35 special. I mean, think about it. You go put 10 brokers on the books between now and the end of the year. That's $210 a month residual income. I mean, that's $21 per person, no chargebacks, $21 a month, you know, for putting 10 people on the books. I've watched people's check grow from, for an example, $87,000 to $116,000 in 1 month. All because of this $35 promotion, when their team, including themselves, you know, took advantage of the $35 promotion. So if you really want to see your check grow, go out and put about 10 or 15, 20, 30 brokers. You still got time to put 30 brokers on before the month's out and earn that extra $2,000 bonus over and above the residuals and the commissions that you got. So here's what I'll say to you. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up, and it knows that it must run faster than the fastest lion, or it will be killed and eaten. Every morning, a lion wakes up, and it knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle, or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better be running. So that's the name of the game here is, you know, get your track shoes on, take advantage of the greatest opportunity in America today, understand that you're CEO of your own company and you're in charge. If nobody else can make you do it. You have to have the desire and the discipline to get up each and every day and advance your business. And remember, everybody you talk to, you are doing them a favor by introducing them to Ameriplan USA.
Mike?
Yes, sir.
Can I have 1 minute?
Yep.
I'd like to read something real here that just ties in exactly with what you're saying. It's called You Must Act on Your Dreams. You have to make your own opportunities. Your future isn't a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. It's not something that you wait for. It's something that you pursue. Don't wait for extraordinary opportunities. Seize common occasions and make them great. Opportunity sometimes comes disguised in the form of misfortune or even temporary defeat. But start today, right where you are. Distant fields will always look greener, yet golden opportunities are all around you. You can live your dreams if you pursue them.
That's powerful stuff. That is powerful stuff. Folks, we appreciate each and every one of you being on the call. You know, Ameriplan has got big dreams for you. You just keep plugging in. Man, we just appreciate each and every one of you so much. God bless. Take care. And we'll be seeing you and hopefully meeting each and every one of you as the weeks and months go by, but especially at Champions Weekend. So for now, bye-bye for now. See y'all on the call at 9 o'clock with Mark Jarvis. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks.